Who is your guy?
Your ride or die.
Your buddy for life.
Because to walk alone in life is not a flex, my guy.
Everybody needs a buddy.
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 Hi, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okelola podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for liking this podcast. Thank you for sharing. Special appreciation to those who have been sharing this podcast. You all are the real MVPs. I celebrate you. And for those who have followed me on Spotify, thank you so much. And if you have not followed me on Spotify, please hit the follow button right now. You can also rate the show. By rating the show, you position the show to be seen even by a larger audience. Thank you so much. You're welcome on board once again today. On this episode, I will be attempting to continue from where I stopped on the last episode on the importance of having people in our life. God didn't create us to live in isolation, so it is important for us to have men around us. So there's only one question I'm posing to you today. Who is your guy? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. A dear friend and I got talking after she listened to last week's episode of this podcast, where I told the story of the sick man who was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. And when he was asked if he wanted to be healed, the first thing he said was that he had no man. And this dear friend of mine mentioned a similar story in the Bible of another sick guy. But this time around, this sick guy was only sick. He wasn't alone. Remember that our other guy from last week's episode was not only sick, he was also alone. But the difference in the story of this particular guy I'm talking about today is that he was sick, but he wasn't alone. And the reason he didn't remain sick was because he had great friends. The account of this story was written in the book of Mark chapter 2. Jesus was at a certain house, which was probably Peter's. People got to know that Jesus was around, and so they gathered. The crowd was so much that the whole house was filled up, and even the entrance was blocked. You know, as we will say it in modern day church terms, we say the auditorium was packed and there probably were overflows everywhere. And because wherever Jesus went, he was always healing people, I am very sure that there were many sick folks who would have gathered with them also. But among these many sick people, there was one who was paralyzed. And when they brought him, there was no room for them to go in, so that he could see Jesus. Jesus would only be able to heal him if he saw him. You understand what I'm saying now? The Bible says there were four men who brought him in. And when they saw that they might not be able to get the opportunity for Jesus to see the guy, Bible says that they went on the roof of the house. Remember, Jesus was in a house teaching the people. Bible says when there was no room for them to go in, they went on the roof of the house. They opened the roof, padded the mat on which the sick man was lying, and then they let him down into the auditorium where Jesus was preaching. There is only one word to describe what those guys did. It is called desperation. Thank you. When Jesus saw these guys, he marveled at their faith and healed the man. The man walked out of the auditorium with his legs. Now, let us think about this for a moment. The place where Jesus was preaching was somebody's house. They didn't mind what the consequences might be. These guys didn't care what the owner of the house would do or say. They didn't mind if they would be arrested and made to pay for whatever damage they would have caused. They didn't even mind what the people gathered there would say about them. Their only concern was that the person they brought saw Jesus. Thinking about the sick man too, we can all agree that there was no way he would have been able to see Jesus without the help of those four men who carried him. You know, in life, sometimes we just need someone or some people to carry us. Pastor Korede Kumaya said it this way: you don't lack progress, it is relationship that you lack. In the case of that man that was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, he didn't lack healing. He also knew that his problem was not healing. His problem was that he did not have any man. You don't lack progress. It is relationship that you lack. A relationship is not just a relationship. A relationship is a bridge that connects you from one face to another. And a lack of relevant relationship is a wall that blocks your progress and advancement. If you see anyone advancing and making progress in life, it is because certain relationships are in place in the life of that person. On the other hand, anyone you also see that is stagnant, it is because some certain relationships are also not in place in the life of that person. Anyone that is stagnant, beggarly, or practically in a tight corner and unable to find a way out, it is because certain relationships are not in place in the life of that person. One of the major characteristics of a cursed life is the lack of relevant relationships, because a cursed man will be isolated. A cursed person will be disconnected. Wow. This is why you must be very intentional about building and keeping relevant relationships in your life. A person cannot be destroyed until they are isolated. This reminds me of a particular time when I was watching Nat Geo Wild, and they were showing how the lions, you know, hunt for their prey. And I saw that whenever the lion wanted to hunt a particular animal, and those animals were in a herd or they were flocking together, what they do is that when they chase them, they try to isolate one of them, because they know that when they continue to chase all of them together, they may not succeed. So what they do is that they chase them and make them run, and then they corner one of them and isolate that one from the others. And by the time they isolate that one from the others, they are able, you know, to kill that animal. So it is the same in life. A person cannot be destroyed until they are isolated. And people also don't rise until they are connected to relevant connections. One of the major signs of a blessed life is the gift of men. The blessing of that paralyzed man in our story were the men that carried him. So many people have subjected themselves to unnecessary sufferings because they feel they can do life alone. No. So many are in tight corners, beggarly and stagnated, because they lack people. This leads me to say that for you to also have great people in your life, you must be intentional. There are some who have friends and acquaintances truly, but they lack quality people. You must seek to build relationships with quality people. People that add to you. People that can carry you when you are too weak to carry yourself. People that won't leave you in the fire, but rescue you from it. You need quality people in your life. Today, I want you to evaluate your life. Do you have quality people? When you are weak, do you have guys who can carry you? Do you have people who are so passionate about your life and your dreams and your ambition and your purpose? People who are willing to go all the way in helping you to survive, in helping you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. And also, those who have shown themselves to be great people in your life at some point, do you make efforts to keep that relationship? Or you are also one of those who don't care? Everybody needs a buddy. My friend, you really do. I promise you, you really do. Let me use this medium to give a shout out to all of my guys, in quotes, the people whom God has placed in my life. These are the people who are always there when I'm confused, sad, discouraged, and also when I'm winning, always cheering me on, leading, following, teaching, mentoring, sponsoring, and helping me. I really would like to give a shout out to all of you today. First on that very important list is my dear wife, Olaomi. I love you. Your birthday is tomorrow. Wow. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Thank you for staying true. Thank you for being so supportive. Thank you for being a good wife. I love you to the moon and back. Secondly, I'd like to appreciate my parents, my dad and my mom. Thank you for the sacrifices. You are a gift that gave and continues to give. I celebrate you. And then my dear uncle, whom I can't even call an uncle, but a father and a friend, Engineer Gbenga, the CEO of Okigood Nigeria Limited, Lagos. These guys do beautiful, beautiful roadworks, interlocking stones, concrete stamping, talazo, and all that. They are very good at their job. Engineer Binga is an amazing man. Thank you for staying true, sir. Thank you for fathering me. Thank you for all the support and sponsorship and help. Thank you for pushing me. I love you. I celebrate you. My dear mentor, Pastor Bolaji Dewu, and your dear wife, my Canadian family. How can I forget you? I celebrate you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for always cheering me on. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the sponsorship too. Thank you. My dear apostle and father in the Lord, Apostle Buyiga Shita, President of the Kingdom Power Ministries International. This man of God is a person who embodies so much greatness with so much humility. A man of global influence. The last time I heard him speak, he said that he has been to over 60 nations of the world preaching the gospel. Wow! I couldn't believe my eyes the first time I sat with him. Being with you, sir, is the closest I have been to greatness. Sir, I want to be like you when I grow up. I celebrate you, sir. Thank you for extending the right hand of fellowship to this small boy. Thank you for all the help. Thank you for all the encouragement. Thank you, sir, for the prayers. I celebrate you. My dear siblings, Damilola, Kayode Jazzy K, my guy, Matthew, M Smiles Beats. M Smiles is the music producer. And our baby, Oreoluwa. I love you guys. My dear friends, Samson Ashayi, Dickin Samson, I celebrate you. Ope Oluwa, Ope Boy, Abiodun Awo, I celebrate you. My big bro, Busayo, we call him Buse. Personally, I call him Buse. I think I was the one that coined out that name, Buse. Pastor Bola Jean Abuja. And finally, my dear sons and daughters in the Lord, my guys at Shining Light Assembly, and so many others that chance and time will not permit me to mention. You all are the reason I'm not stuck like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Wow, it's a whole community. I'm grateful to God for you. I'm grateful to God for putting you all in my life. Thank you. I'm going to ask you too, this last time. Who is your guy? Thank you for listening. I believe you have been blessed and inspired by this episode. Please like, share with your friends. And if you have not followed me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please hit the follow button right now. I'm also looking forward to hearing from you, your comments and everything. Please follow me on all my social media, on all social media platforms through my handles, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. If you want to reach me directly, you can send me an email at olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, your partner in progress.